The following is a free-for-download audiobook available on Google Drive. Srimad Bhagavatam by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Canto 5, The Creative Impetus. Chapter 21, The Movements of the Sun. This chapter informs us of the movements of the sun. The sun is not stationary. It's also moving like other planets. The sun's movements determine the duration of day and night. When the sun travels north of the equator, it moves slowly during the day and very quickly at night, thus increasing the duration of the daytime and decreasing the duration of night. Similarly, when the sun travels south of the equator, the exact opposite is true. The duration of the day decreases and the duration of night increases. When the sun enters Karkata Rasi, Cancer, and then travels to Singha Rasi, Leo, and so on through Dhanu Rasi, Sagittarius, the course is called Dakshinayana, the southern way. And when the sun enters Makara Rasi, Capricorn, and therefore thereafter travels through Kumbha Rasi, Aquarius, and so on through Mithuna Rasi, Gemini, its course is called Uttarayana, the northern way. When the sun is in Mesha Rasi, Aries, and Tula Rasi, Libra, duration of day and night are equal. On Manasottara Mountain are the abodes of four demigods. East of Sumeru Mountain is Devadani, where King Indra lives, and south of Sumeru is Samyamani, the abode of Yamaraj, the superintendent of death. Similarly, west of Sumeru is Nimlochani, the abode of Varuna, the demigod who controls the water, and north of Sumeru is Vibhavari, where the demigod of the moon lives. Sunrise, noon, sunset, and midnight occur in all these places because of the movements of the sun. Diametrically opposite the place where the sunrise takes place and the sun is seen by human eyes, the sun will be setting and passing away from human vision. Similarly, the people residing diametrically opposite the point of where it is midday will be experiencing midnight. The sun rises and sets with all the other planets headed by the moon and other luminaries. The entire Kala Chakra, or Wheel of Time, is established on the wheel of the sun god's chariot. This wheel is known as Samvatsara. The seven horses pulling the chariot of the sun are known as Gayatri, Brihati, Usnik, Jakati, Tristup, Anustup, and Pankti. They are harnessed by a demigod known as Arunadev and to a yoke 900,000 yojanas wide. Thus, the chariot carries Adityadev, the sun god. Always staying in front of the sun god and offering their prayers are 60,000 sages known as the Valikilyas. There are 14 Gandharvas, Apsaras, and other demigods who are divided into seven parties and who perform ritualistic activities every month to worship the Supersoul through the sun god according to different names. Thus, the sun god travels through the universe for a distance of 95,100,000 yojanas, or 860,800,000 miles, at a speed of 16,004 miles at every moment. Text 4. Shri Shuka Vacha, Etavan Eva Bhu Vala Yasya, Sannivesha Paraman Lakshanto Vyakyata. Synonyms. Shri Shuka Vacha, Shri Shukadev Goswami said, Etavan so much, Eva certainly, Bhu Vala Yasya Sannivesha, the arrangement of the whole universe, Pramana Lakshanta Nata, according to the measurement, 50 crores of yojanas, or 4 billion miles in width and length and characteristics, Vyayakta is estimated. Translation. Shukadev Goswami said, My dear king, I have thus far described the diameter of the universe, 50 crores of yojanas, or 4 billion miles, and its general characteristics according to the estimation of learned scholars. Text 4. Itena hi devo mandala manam tadvida upa disanti yata dvidalayor nishpavadinam te antarenan tariksham tad ubhaya sanditam. Synonyms. Itena, by this estimation, he, indeed, Deva, of the upper planetary system, Mandala Manam, the measurement of the globe, Tatvida, the experts who know about it, Upadishanti, instruct Yata just as Dvidalayo in the two halves, Nishpava Yadinam, of grain such as wheat, Te, of the two divisions, Antarena, in the intervening space, Antariksham, the sky and or outer space, taught by the two, Upaya on both sides, Sanditam, where the two parts join. Translation, as a grain of wheat is divided into two parts, one can estimate the size of the upper part by knowing that of the lower. So, expert geographers instruct, one can understand the measurements of the upper part of the universe by knowing those of the lower part. The sky between the earthly sphere and heavenly sphere is called Antariksha, or outer space. It adjoins the top of the sphere of the earth and the bottom of that of heaven. Text 3. Yan madhya gato bhagavams tapat. Tam patis tapana atapena trilokam pratapati avabhasati atmabhasa saesha udagayana dakshinayana vaisuvata samgyabir mandya saigriya samana bir gatibir anaro hana varohana samana staneshu yata savanam Abdi pad yamano makaradishu rasishvaho ratrani dirka rasva samanani vidate. Synonyms. Of which the intermediate space, madhyagata, being situated in the middle, Bhagavan, the most powerful, tapatam pati, the master of those that heat the whole universe, tapana, the sun, Atapena, by heat, Trilokim, the three worlds, Pratapati heats, Avabhasayati, lights, Atmabhasa, by its own illuminating rays, Sa, that, Esha, the sun globe, Udayana, passing on the northern to the northern side of the equator, Dakshinayana, of passing to the southern side of the equator, Vaisuvata, or of passing through the equator, Samyabi, by different names, Mandya, characterized by slowness, Shigra, swiftness, Samanabi, and by equality, Gatibi, by movement, Arohana, of rising, Avarohana, or going down, Samana, or staying in the middle, Staneshu, in positions, Yata Savanam, according to the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Adipadyamana, moving, Makara Adishu, headed by the sign Makara, Capricorn. Rashishu, in different signs, Aha Ratrani, the days and nights, Dirga, long, Rashva, short, Samanani, equal, Vidate, makes. Translation. In the midst of that region of outer space, Antariksha is the most opulent sun, the king of all the planets that emanate heat, such as the moon. By the influence of its radiation, the sun heats the universe and maintains its proper order. It also gives light to help all living entities see. While passing toward the north, this toward the south, or through the equator, in accordance with the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, it is said to move slowly, swiftly, or moderately. According to its movements in rising above, going beneath, or passing through the equator, and correspondingly coming in touch with various signs of the zodiac headed by Makara, Capricorn, the days and nights are short, long, or equal to each other. Purport. Lord Brahma prays in his Brahma Samhita 552, Yakshasharesha Savita Sakala Grahanam Raja Samasta Suramurti Rashesha Teja Yasya Gena Ganaya Brahmati Samabrit Kala Chakro Govindamadi Purusham Dhamam Bhajami. Quote, I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who, under whose control even the sun, which is considered to be the eye of the Lord, rotates within the fixed orbit of eternal time. The sun is the king of all planetary systems, as has unlimited potency in heat and light. End quote. Although the sun is described as Bhagavan, the most powerful, and although it is actually the most powerful planet within the universe, it nevertheless has to carry out the order of Govinda, Krishna. The sun god cannot deviate even an inch from the orbit designated to him. Therefore, in every sphere of life, the supreme order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is carried out. The entire material nature carries out his orders. However, we foolishly see the activities of material nature without understanding the supreme order and the supreme person behind them. As confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, Mayadakshina Prakriti, material nature carries out the orders of the Lord, and thus everything is maintained in an orderly way. Text 4. Yada mesha tulayor vatarte tadaho ratrani samanani bhavanti yada vrishabhadishu panchasu charashishu charati tadahani eva vardante harasati cha masi mase aike ekaika gatika ratrishu. Synonyms: yada, when, mesha to Leo, in mesa, Aries, and tula, Libra, vartate, the sun exists, tada, at that time, aha, ratrani, the days and nights, samanani, equal in duration, bhavanti, are, yada, when, vrishabda adishu, headed by vrishabha, Taurus, and mituna, Gemini, panchasu, in the five, cha also, rashishu signs, charati moves, tada, at that time, ahani, the days, eva, certainly, vardante, decrease, or increase, rasati is diminished, cha, and masi masi in every month, eka eka, one, gatika, half hour, ratrishu in the nights. Translation: when the sun passes through mesa, Ari, and tula, Libra, the duration of day and night are equal. When it passes through the five signs headed by Vrishabha, Taurus, the duration of the days increases until Cancer, and then it gradually decreases by half an hour each month until day and night again become equal in Libra. Text 5. Yada vrishikadishu panchasu vartate tadadho ratrani viparyayani bhavanti. Synonyms: yada, when, vrishika adishu, headed by vrishika, Scorpio, panchasu, five, vartate, remains, tada, at that time, aha ratrani, the days and nights, viparyayani, the opposite, duration of day increase decreases and that of night increases, bhavanti are. Translation: when the sun passes through the five signs beginning with vrishika, Scorpio, the duration of the days decreases until Capricorn, and then gradually it increases month after month until day and night become equal in Aries. Text 6. Yavad dakshinayanam ahani vardante yavad udagayanam rantraya. Synonyms: yavat, until, dakshina ayanam, the sun passes to the southern side, ahani, the days, vardante, increase, yavat, until, udagayanam, the sun passes to the northern side, ratraya, the nights. Translation: until the sun travels to the south, the days grow longer, and until it travels to the north, the nights grow longer. Text 7. Evam navakoteya ekapachangsal lakshani yojananam manasotara giri pravatpadi vart Tana siopas disanti tasmin aindrim purim purvasman mayor deva danim nama dakshinato yayam samyamanim nama praschad virunim vimlochinim ut nama utarta somyam vibharvirim nama tasudaya madhya nastam maya nistitaniti bhutanam privriti nivriti nipanat nimitani samaya visheshanameros chaturdisham. Synonyms: evam, thus, nava, nine, kotaya, 10 millions, eka panchasat, 51, lakshani, 100,000s, yojananam, of the yojanas, manasotara giri, of the mountain known as Manasotara, Parivartanasya, of the circumambulation, Upadishanti, they, learned scholars teach, Tasmin, of that, on that Manasotara mountain, Aindrim, of King Indra, Purim, the city, Purvasmat, on the eastern side, Meru of Sumeru Mountain, Devadanim, Devadani, Nam of the name, Dakshinata of the, on the southern side, Yamyam of Yamaraj, Samyaminim, Samyamani, Nama named Paschat on the western side, Varunim of Varuna, Nimlochanim, Nimlochani, Nam named Uttarata on the northern side, Somyam of the moon, Vibhavarim, Vibhavari, Nama named Tasu, all of them, in all of them, Udaya, the rising, Madhyana, midday, Astyamaya, sunset, Nishtistani, midnight, iti, thus, Bhutanam of the living entities, Pravritti of activity, Nivritti of cessation of and cessation of activity, Nimritani, the causes, Samaya Visheshena, by the particular time, Meru of Sumeru Mountain, Chatudisham, the four sides. Translation. Shukadeva Goswami continued, my dear king, as stated before, the learned say that the sun travels over all sides of Manasotara Mountain in a circle whose length is 95,100,000 yojanas, 760,800,000 miles. On Manasotara Mountain due east of Mount Sumeru, in its a place known as Devadani, possessed by King Indra. Similarly, in the south is a place known as Samyamani, possessed by Yamaraj. In the west is a place known as Nimlochani, possessed by Varuna, and in the north is a place named Vibhavari, possessed by the moon god. Sunrise, midday, sunset, and midnight occur in all these places according to specific times, thus engaging all living entities in their various occupational duties and also making them cease such duties. Texts 8 and 9. Tatrayanam divasha madhyanagata eva sadadityas tapati savyena chalam dakshinena karoti yatradeti tasya ha samana sutra nipati nilam nimlo chati yatra kvachana sandena bitapati tasya haisa samana sutra nipate prasva payati yatatra gatim na pasyanti yetam samanu pasyaran. Synonyms. Tatra tyanam, for the living entities residing on Mount Meru, divasim yadhyangata, being positioned as at midday, eva indeed, sada always, aditya, the sun, tapati heats, savyena on the left side, achalam Sumeru Mountain, dakshinena to the right, being forced by wind blowing to the right, the sun moves to the right, karoti moves, yatra, the point where udeti, it rises, tasya, the, of that position, ha, certainly, samana sutre nipate, at the diametrically opposite point, nimlochati, the sun sets, yatra, where kvachana, somewhere, syandena, with perspiration, abditapati, heats at midday, tasya, of that, ha, certainly, asha, this, the sun, samana sutre Tra nipate, at the diametrically opposite point, prasva payati, the sun helps causes to sleep as at midnight. Tatra there, gatam gone, na pasyanti, do not see, ye hu, tam, the sunset, samyanu pasyeran, seeing. Translation. The living entities residing on Sumeru Mountain are always warm, very warm, at, as at midday, because for them the sun is always overhead. Although the sun moves counterclockwise, facing constellations with Sumeru Mountain on its left, it also moves clockwise and appears to have the mountain on its right because it is influenced by the Dakshinavarta wind. People living in countries at points diametrically opposite to where the sun is first seen rising will see the sun setting, and if a straight line were drawn from a point to where the sun is at midday, the people in countries at the opposite end of the line would be experiencing midnight. Similarly, if people residing where the sun is setting were to go to countries diametrically opposite, they would not see the sun in the same condition. Text 10. Yada Chandriya Pura Prachalate Panchadas Gati Kat Bir Yamyam Sapada Koti Dvayam Yojananam Sardadvadasa Lakshani Sadikani Chopayati. Synonyms, Yada, When, Cha, and Indra of Indra, Purya from the residence, Prachalate, it moves, Panchadasa by 15, Gati Kadvi, half hours, actually 24 minutes, Yum Yum to the residence of Yamaraj, Shopada Koti Vayam, 2.25 crores, 22,500,000 yojanas of yojanas, Sharda, and 1/2, Dvadasha Lakshani, 1,200,000, Sandikani, 25,000 more, Cha and Upiyati, he passes over. Translation, when the sun travels to Devadani, the residence of Indra, to Samyamani, the residence of Yamaraj, it travels 23,775,000 yojanas, or 990,200,000 miles, in 15 gatikas, 6 hours. Purport. The distance indicated by the word Sandikani is Pancha Vimsati Sahasra Dikani, or 25,000 yojanas. That plus 2.5 crores and 12.5 laksha of yojanas is the distance the sun travels between each two cities. This comes to 23,775 yojanas, or 190,200,000 miles. The total orb of the sun is 4 times that distance, or 95,100,000 yojanas, or 760,800,000 miles. Text 11. Evam tato varunam somyam aindriyam chapunas tatanye chegraha samadayo nakshatrai saha jyotis chakre samabhyudyanti sahava nimlochanti. Synonyms, evam, in this way, tatva, tata, from there, varunim, to the quarters where Varuna lives, somyam, to the quarters where the moon lives, aindram cha, to the quarters where Indra lives, puna, again, tata, so also, anye, the others, cha, also, graha, the planets, somya adaya, headed by the moon, nakshatrai, at all the stars, saha, with, jyoti chakra, in the celestial sphere, samyabhyudayanti, rise, saha, along with va, or nimlochanti, set. Translation, from the residence of Yamaraj, the sun travels to Nimlochani, the residence of Varuna, and from there to Vibhravari, the residence of the moon god, and from there again to the residence of Indra. In a similar way, the moon, along with the other stars and planets, become visible in the celestial sphere and then sets and again becomes invisible. Purport. In Bhagavad Gita 10.21, Krishna says, Nakshatranam aham shasi, quote, of stars, I am the moon, end quote. This indicates that the moon is similar to the other stars. And the Vedic literature informs us that within the universe there is one sun, which is moving. The Western theories that all the luminaries in the sky are different suns is not confirmed in the Vedic literature, nor can we assume that these luminaries are the suns of other universes, for each universe is covered by various layers of material elements, and therefore, although the universes are clustered together, we cannot see from one universe to another. In other words, whatever we see is within this one universe. In each universe, there is one Lord Brahma, and there are other demigods and other planets, but there is only one sun. Text 12. Evam mahurtena chakshus trimsal laksha yojanani asta sata dikani sharo ratas trayimano mayo so chatrakshishu parivatate parishu. Synonyms, evam, thus, mahurtena, in a mahurta, 48 minutes, chatu trimsat, 34, laksha, hundreds of thousands, hundred thousands, yojanani, yojanas, astra satak dikani, increased by 800, sororata, the chariot of the sun god, trai maya, which is worshipped by the Gayatri mantra, ombur bhavaswa tat sabitur, etc., aso that chatur shushu, to the four, parivartate, he moves parishu through the different residential quarters. Translation, thus the chariot of the sun god, which is trai maya, or worshipped by the words om bhur bhava swa, travels through the four residences mentioned above at the speed of 3,400,800 yojanas, or 23,000,000 206,400 miles in Muhurta. Text 13. Yasyaikam chakram duvadas sharam sanemi trisabi sadvatsaratmakam saman mananti tasyaksho meru mirdhani krito manasotare krite tara bhago yatra protam ravi rata chakram taila yatra chakravad brahman manasotara giro para brahmati. Synonyms. Yasya, of which Ekam 1, Chakram wheel, Dvadasa 12, Aram spokes, Sat 6, Nami, the segments of the rim, Trinabi, the three pieces of the hub, Samvatsara Atmakam, whose nature is a Samvatsara, Samam Mannanti, they fully describe Tasya, the chariot of the sun god, Aksha, the axle Meru of Sumeru Mountain, Murdhani, on the top, Krita fixed, Manasotare, on the mountain known as Manasotara, Krita fixed, Itarabhaga, the other end, Vyatra, where Protam fixed on, Ravi Rata Chakram, the wheel of the chariot of the sun god, Chaitramat Yatra Chakravat, like the wheel of an oil pressing machine, Brahmat moving, Manasotara Gero on Manasotara Mountain, Paribrahmati turns. Translation: the chariot of the sun god has only one wheel, which is known as Samvatsara. The 12 months are calculated to be its 12 spokes, the 6 seasons are the sections of its rim, and the 3 Chaturmasi periods are its 3 sectioned hub. One side of the axle carrying the wheel rests upon the summit of Mount Sumeru, and the other rests upon Manasotara Mountain. Affixed to the outer end of the axle, the wheel continuously rotates on Manasotara Mountain like the wheel of an oil-pressing machine. Text 14. Tasmin akshe kripa mulo dvitiyo kshas turya manena samitas taila yantrakshavad durve krito paribhaga. Synonyms. Tasmin akshe, in that axle, kritamula, whose base is fixed, dvitiya, a second aksha axle, turya manena, by 1/4, samita measured, talya yantra akshavat, like the axle of an oil pressing machine, druve, to durvaloka krita fixed, aparibhaga, upper portion. Translation: as in an oil pressing machine, the first axle is attached to a second axle, which is 1/4 as long, 3,937,500 yojanas, or 31,500,000 miles. The upper end of this second axle is attached to Dhruva Loka by a rope of wind. Text 15. Yatanidas tu sat trimsal laksha yojanat yatas taturiya bhagavisalas tavan ravi rata yugo yatra hayas chando namana saptaruna yojita vahanti deva maditya. Synonyms: ratanida, the interior of the chariot too, but tat trimsat laksha yojana ayata, 3,600,000 yojanas long, tat turiya bhaga, 1/4 of that measure, 900,000 yojanas, visala, having a width, tavan, so much also, ravi rata yuga, the yoke for the horses, yatra, where haya, horses, chanda namana, having the different names of Vedic meters, sapta, 7, aruna yojita, hooked up by aruna dev, vahanti kari devam, the demigod, adityam, the sun god. Translation: my dear king, the carriage of the sun god's chariot is estimated to be 3,600,000 yojanas, 28,800,000 miles long, and 1/4 as wide, 900,000 yojanas, or 7,200,000 miles wide. The chariot's horses, which are named after Gayatri and the other Vedic meters, are harnessed by Arunadev to a yoke that is also 900,000 yojanas wide. This chariot continuously carries the sun god. Purport: In the Vishnu Purana, it is stated, Gayati Chabarti Ustnig Jagati Tristup Evacha Anustup Punktir Itiuktas Chandamsi Harayo Rave. The seven horses yoked to the sun god's chariot are named Gayatri, Brihati, Usnik, Jagati, Tristup, Anustup, and Punkti. These names of various Vedic meters designate the seven horses that carry the sun god's chariot. Text 16. Purastat Savitur Aruna Paschach Cha Niyukta Santye Karmani Kilaste. Synonyms. Purastat, in front, Samut Savitu, of the sun god Aruna, the demigod named Aruna, Paschat, looking backwards, Cha, and Niyukta, engaged, Sotye, of a charioteer, Karmani, in the work, Kila, certainly, Aste, remains. Translation, although Arundev sits in front of the sun god and is engaged in driving the chariot and controlling the horses, he looks backwards toward the sun god. Purport. In the Vayu Purana, the positions of the horses is described. Saptasva Rupa Chandam Si Vahante Vamato Ravim Chakrapaksha Nibagdani Chakravaksa Samahita. Although Arunadev is in the front seat controlling the horses, he looks back toward the sun god from his left side. Text 17. Yata Valikilaya Rasio Nugusta Parva Matra Sasti Sahasrani Putra Purata Suryam Sukta Vikaya Niyukta Samstuvanti. Synonyms. Tata, there, Vaikilaya, the Vaikilyas, Rishiya, great sages, Agostya Parva Matra, whose size is that of a thumb, Sashti Sahasrani, 60,000, Purita in front, Suryam, the sun god, Suukta Vakaya, for speaking eloquently, Niyukta, engaged, Samstuvanti, offers prayers. Translation. There are 60,000 saintly persons named Valakilyas, each the size of a thumb, who are located in front of the sun god and who offer him eloquent prayers of glorification. Text 18. Tatani Charishio Gandharva Saraso Nagagramanyo Yatudana Devi Iti Ekhaikasho Gandhasapta Chaturdas Masi Bhagavantam Suryatmanam Nama Namanam Patandana Namana Prita Karmabir Dvandasa Upasate. Synonyms. Not Yata or Tata. Similarly, Anya, others, Cha, also, Rishya, saintly persons, Gandharva Upsara, Upsarasa, Gandharvas and Upsaras, Naga, Naga snakes, Gamanya, Yakshas, Yatudana, Rakshasas, Deva, demigods, Iti, thus, Eka, Ekasa, one by one, Gana, groups, Sapta, seven, Chaturdas, 14 in number, Masi, Masi, in every month, Bhagavantam, unto the most powerful demigod, Suryam, the sun god, Atmanam, the life of the universe, Nana, various, Atmanam, who possess names, Pritak, separate, Nana, Namana, having various names, Pritak, separate, Karmabhi, by ritualistic ceremonies, Dvandvasa, in groups of two, Apasate, worship. Translation. Similarly, 14 other saints, Gandharvas, Apsaras, Nagas, Rakshasas, Yakshas, and demigods, who are divided into groups of two, assume different names every month and continuously perform different ritualistic ceremonies to worship the Supreme Lord as the most powerful demigod, Suryadev, who holds many names. Purport. In the Vishnu Purana, it is said, Stuvanti Munya Suryam Gandavar Gyate Pura Nityanto Parsaroso Yanti Suryasyanu Nishashara Vahanti Panagat Yakshai Kriyati Bisutsangraha Valikilas Tatai Vainam Parive Parivarya Samasate Soyam Sapta Gunasurya Mandale Munisatama Himosna Varivistinam Hetuntve Samayangata Worshipping the most powerful demigod Surya, the Gandharvas sing in front of him, the Apsaras dance before the chariot, the Nisacharas follow the chariot, the Panagas decorate the chariot, the Shyakshas guard the chariot, and the saints called Valakilyas surround the sun god and offer prayers. The seven groups of 14 associates arrange the proper times for regular snow, heat, and rain throughout the universe. Text 19. Lokshotaram Sarda Navant Koti Yojana Parimandalam Bhuvalayasya Kshanena Saga Vyuti Uttaram Dvisahasra Yojanani Sabunkte. Synonyms: Laksha Uttaram, increased by 100,000, Sarda with 5 million, Navakoti Yojana of 900 million Yojanas, Parimandalam circumference, Bhu Valayasya of the earthly sphere, Kshanena in one moment, Sagavyuti Uttaram augmented by 2 kroshas, 4 miles, Dvisahasra Yojanani, 200 or 2,000 Yojanas, Sa, the sun god, Bhunkte traverses. Translation: My dear king, in his orbit through Bhumandala, the sun god traverses a distance of 95,100,000 yojanas, 760,800,000 miles at the speed of 2,000 yojanas and 2 kroshas, 16,004 miles in a moment. Purport. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the 5th canto, 21st chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled The Movements of the Sun, end quote.